Dan Vav, Chof Tes, Amad Aleph. Around 8 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbonon, Mishachorav Habayis Barishoino, Miskapzu, Kitois, Kitois, Shalpirche Kohune, Umaftachois, Ahechol, Beyodon, Pirche Kohune got together, Kitois of Pirche Kohune, and seems all of them had keys of the Heichel. Va'olu legaga Heichel. Va'omru lefonov, Rabbeinu shel Olam, hoyel v'loi zachino liyes kizborim nemonim, yu maftecheis, maftecheis, mesureis loch. The Ein Yaakov seems to say that seems these mafteches were not only to the heichel, the mafteches also were used for the moment that belonged to Hegdish. They were gizborim on this moment also, and they had mafteches for the rechush of Hegdish, and they felt responsible that that now the goyim are going to take over, they'll take the moment gevoya. They'll be mechalo the moment gevoya. So therefore, bizolkum klape mailo. So they threw these mafteches klape mailo. The yotzeso ke'ein pisas yad v'kibleson mehem. So a hand came out and was mekabel these mafteches. V'heim kovtzu v'noflu l'soicha'u. And then they went and they jumped into the flames of the Beis HaMikdash that was burning already. Why did they do this? The Ein Yaakov says they were afraid that the Goyim would torture them, that they should show where the Oitzris of Hegdish were. They had no interest in showing them. I don't know Klor if it was mutter to do, or if that's what they held, but that's, he says, that was their svara. Valeyem koinen yishayo anovi maso gei chizoyen. Maso is a nevuah, we're speaking about gei is a emek. Chizoyen, that everyone's looking at it. Gei chizoyen yisholayim shakil mistaklim shom. There's a problem. Yerushalayim is not a gay, it's not an emek, it's a har. It seems b'shas the chulben, it was hushpal, that it became equivalent to a gay. So there's a nevuah that is speaking about Yerushalayim, where everyone is now mistakel on Yerushalayim. Malach ha'efoi, ki alis kuloch ligagais. Why is it now everyone is going up on the roofs? Teshua is Malaya Ir Haimiya. Yerushalayim used to be a city full of commotion. Kirya Aliza, a city full of joy. And now this is Nifsak. Chalolecha Lechalolei Cherev Lemisei Milchomo. Those who are dying, they're not Chalolei Cherev, not Misei Milchomo. So this Nevuah is going on these Pirchei Kohune, which were not Mesei Mulchom and not Chalolei Cherev, they had jumped into the flames. Av Makadish Bolchu Nemar Mekarker Kir Vishoya El Hoho. Let us see Rashi. Gei Chizayin Yerushalayim Shakel Mistaklim Shom. Mekarker Loshin Yololo. Kir Vishoya Mekoinein Vizoyek. The Loshen of Kinan, the Loshen Zaoke, Loshen Hinekil, Shavas, Basami, Loshen Shava, Loshen of Zaoko. So Mekalker is a Loshen of Yololo, and Shoya is a Loshen of Zaoko. And what is Kir? So Kir, Kamai Kiri, the Bishchitas Chulen. Kir means an Odain. So the Odain, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is Mekalker, is Eloshin Yolola Vishoya Kir Elohor Elohor Bishvil Harzien Sheshome. We hear in the Mishneh Mishenichnas of Mematin Besimche. אמר רב יהודה ברייד רב שמור בר שילס משמי דרה, כשם שמשנכנס אוף ממתן בשמחה, כך משנכנס אדור מרבין בשמחה. איסס רב יהודה לאין פום דמישנה הלוכה. איסס באמסן די פולוניס אוף were certain days. Tisha B'Av, that was the Peronius. Afal Pike, we see from our Mishnah that the Chodesh, that Tisha B'Av is Chalim, so the Chodesh alone has Dini Avelis. That's why our Mishnah was Mechadish. Mishenichnas Ov Memaitim B'Simche. So therefore, so Rav Yehuda B'Rei de Rav Yeshua said, here, by Ador, Frato Shteitach, Achodesh Asher Nepach, Miyogin L'Simche, so the Chodesh also has Dinim. So he said, K'shem Shem, but he's learning it out from our Mishnah, K'shem Shem Nichnas Ov Memaitim B'Simche, that the Chodesh has Halachis because of the Me'ure Shekoraboy, K'ach Mishen Nichnas Odo Marbin B'Simche, so the Chodesh also has Halachis of Marbin B'Simche. What does Rashi say? Rashi say, "Mishenichnas Ador Yemei Nisim Hoyu LeYisrael Purim VePesach." So Rashi starts speaking about Pesach. So the Eitzeser brings from the Le'arab. I didn't find the Le'arab. The Le'arab says that Emerson Rashi holds, since the Sibbe of Marvin Besimcha is the Nisim. So Nisan also has the same aloche. So Nisan is also a din that there's a din simche. That's what Rashi wants to say. Rashi is being koilu. Rashi wants to say that aloche, he says ador, because ador the Nisim started. Nisim may Nisim hoyele Yisrael Purim or Pesach. But he means to say that there's a din of Marvim simche by Nisan also. Now, the Lashon of Rashi, L'davoini, I don't understand. L'chayre, if you would ask us what the Simcha of Ador is the Simcha was the Yeshua. It was a Yeshua, that's L'chayre the Simcha. If we're speaking about Nisan also, there's a mitzvah of Simcha, min achodesh ashaboy Yeshua is makifos. L'chayre, that is the Simcha, the Klal Yisrael had a Yeshua. Why does Rashi doesn't mention, Rashi, Yemei Yeshua, the Yeshua came through Nisan, but L'chayre, the Sibba of the Simcha is L'chayre, the Yeshua that came about. L'chayre, Zay, That's the Simcha, that's the Marbin B'Simcha. Like in Tzadova V'Fuchoi, by Ov is Mematim B'Simcha, this was Peronius. So here there was Yeshuas. So that's the Simcha. Rashi speaks about another factor. Rashi speaks about Yemei Nisim Hoyu LeYisrael. Nisim occurred to the Yidden Purim or Pesach. So Nisim occurred then to Yisrael Purim and Pesach. My Shvoga wanted to say, Chveis, it could be this is Pshat and Rashi. There's a Rabbeinu Yoine, the Tamid Rabbeinu Yoine in Broches, says as follows. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is, he says Pshat and Aposik, Keil Mistater Elokei Yisrael Moshiach. That the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a keil mistata. Rabbeinu Shel Olam hides himself, but we don't see him. But Elokei Yisrael Mashiach, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam aidei gvuroisov the nifloisov, then we see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So it could be Rashi saying the Simcha is not the Yeshua that Klal Yisrael was zeichet to. The Simcha was to the Nisim, was Nizgal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Simcha. that the Yidei Gvoroisov and Nifloisov, we see the Rabbeinu Shalom, Nirahu, that's Lashon, the Lashon of Menyen is HaKadosh Baruch, Afal Pi She'enei Nireh La'ayin, Nirahu Ayidei Gvoroisov and Nifloisov. So the Simcha was, this was a Chodesh, it was Eicha to see the Rabbeinu Shalom, to see Hashkochas Hashem, Nanhogas Hashem, so that's the Simcha, not the personal Yeshua that we were Eicha to hear. No, the Simcha is, that we was eicher to see, that we was eicher to see the Rabbeinu Shalom through Gvuraisav Nifloisav Niso, and perhaps that's the Mamaitim Besimcha that by Ov there was a Gvaldika Hester upon him. I don't know if that's like a misapshat Rashi. The Sram Sefer says an interesting Rayim, Shatan, Mishanichnas, Ov, Mematin, Besimche, Mishanichnas, Odo, Marbin, Besimche. He says, when Klal Yisrael is Ein Oisin Ritzayne Shalmokim, so he says, then the best thing for Klal Yisrael is the Hepech of Ribui. It should be because he says, if Ein Oisin Ritzayne Shalmokim, the Gemara says, Yoe ani Yusel Yisrael. Anis is very good. Fakerti says if they're not Oisin Ritzainai and they have a ribui, so they can get very much Niskalkel. So then Fakert, Amiut is good. That's the best thing for Klal Yisrael. Yoe ani Yusel Yisrael. When it's Oisin Ritzainai Shalmakim, so then, v'hoisilcha Hashem l'toiva. So then, the maizmus is also a toiva. A kertev, the isna v'tzayne, so then they won't become niskalkel. So these were different zmanim in the year of, was a zman of ein isna v'tzayne. So he says, pshat in the shem nichnas of mematid. So a person should be memayit, binyoni gashmiyim. And he should do it besimcha, because he should know that's the best thing for him. Mishenichnas odor marbin, then one is permitted to be, then he should also do it besimcha, because the ribui will bring, if he's oisin retzayne shel mokim, so that the ribui could become more retzayne shel mokim. So that's, he wants to say, it's mematin with a psik besimcha, or memat marbin besimcha, that's what Sam Sefer wants to say. Omar Rav Pope Hilkach Bar Yisrael de Islay Dine Bahadi Nochi Bishtamit Minei Bo. If a Yid has a din Torah with a goy, so he should avoid it in Ov. The Reya Mazlay. The Limze Navshei Bo Odo Adarab. If he has to go to court with a goy, so let him go Odo the Bori Mazlay. Nezel Bahadei Barkoi Shalohem, the Krashi. The Ritva asked the Kashe, Ein Mazel Yisrael. So what are we saying over here? Reya Mazlei, Bori Mazlei. So the Ritva says that these two Chadoshim Afal pi she'ein mazal Yisrael, avo bebeis chadoshim elu yesh mazal, she'kein nigzer aleinu min ha'shamayim. As I said, Ritve, the rest of the years ain't mazal Yisrael, but these 2 months, they're under a shlita of a mazal, and here we should know it's Bori mazlei, and here it's Reya mazlei. Let us see Taisves. Omar Apope Hilka Haibar Yisod Islay Dina Bahadi Nochi Lishtamit. Perish Mishum Da Omar Lael Migalgun Choyva the Yom Hachay. So Taisves is saying the Hilkach is no shaykhis at all with Mishanichmas of Mamatin Amar Besimcha. It's nothing to do. This is no connection. We heard before that, the Yom Megalgulim choyva liyoyim achaye, and megalgulim schus liyoyim zakai. Rashi says in Erchin, benissa niglo benissa masidim ligoil. So there's there's a yom chay of megalgalam choyve. So hilkach bakel. So this is a connection with that maima, not with the previous maima of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eder of Shmuel bar Shilas. And this is the same sefer pshat and taisvus. Lo seis lochem achris v'tikva. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Eder Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei darab elu dekolim ukli pishta. How does this come in? So let's see Rashi. Lo seis lochem achris v'tikva aidi da'airi Rav Yehuda leel. The members of Rav Yehuda bar Eder Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei darab. So he mentions another few members of Rav Yehuda bar Eder Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. The kolim, the sparnis mehem, sheyesh mehen bebovel harbe, kedemrin per kama ule ikla lebovel chosa molitzane de tamer. There's an abundance of tamorim in bovel, and the kolim, with the chef tamorim, and klipishton lulboish. So it seems that the marshal says that these are things that have an achis. Klipishton last longer than Stambegodim, and a dekel is also an achis, is a continuous parnasa that comes from the dekel, and one has its sufficient amount of nourishment and food, some amela. So this is Yelosis Lacham Achis. Vayoyma Re'ei Reyach Beni Kereyach Soda Shebilcha Yashem. Rav Yehuda bar Eder Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei darab kereyach sode shal tapuchem. That reyach sode is reyach sode shal tapuchem. Zokto isvi shal tapuchem yesh meforshim tapuchem kereyach esroigim. Toisvis in Bezechen zu Toisvis daf peiches. Toisvis daf peiches begzdano talgum. Reyach apech ketapuchim einu kereiche de esroiga. So in the mail it seems that the pasuk was mishabeyach the reyach of esroigim. And the pasuk calls it tapuchim. The Yinyakib wants to say that kaponim on this pasuk over here esoda shabelcha yashem. It says in Parshas Bereishis that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was makalul the Adomo, and Rashi brings down that the Adomo was nichla on the klola because they weren't makayim the tzivu Hashem. Rebbeinu Shlomo said eitz pri shatam eitzay upiryay shove, and the oritz was eitz oise pri. So therefore, b'shas Adomo was niskalul, so the Adomo was also niskalul. But it seems that the Eitzah Esrig, at Yomakayim given the Tzivu Yashem, that's Tam Eitzah Yopir Yeshove. So that's what Ian Yaakov wants to say. Here it says, Soda Shabircha Yashem, that there was a Mevoirech, so Kochach, this can only be the Kodesh Al Esroigim, because by them was never Chal the Klola, because they were Mekayim the Tzivu Yashem. That's what Ian Yaakov says. We have in the Mishnah Shabbos Shechaltisha Bavliyes Besoicha Asurin Lesaper Olechabes. There's an Isser, the week of Tisha B'Av, the Isser of Taspeiris, and the Isser of Kibbos. Omar Rav Nachman Loishonu Elo Lechabes Velilbosh. The Isser is not the action of Kibbos. No, Elo lechabes velilboish kibbes and levisha. Avol lechabes olahaniach muta. If a person will just wash in Shavuah shechal by Tisha B'Av, not for this week, he'll wash for after Tisha B'Av. Lechabes olahaniach muta. The Gvuras Ari Tainis on Rav Nachman. So he says, what will be according to Rav Nachman? Lilboish begodim mechubosim, which were not washed in the Shavuah shechal by Tisha B'Av. Will put on begodim mechubosim. Will that be also? So he taina is, if the Isar is levishes begodim mechubosim, so why did the Mishnah say also lechabes? This is not lechabes. I feel if they have washed clothing from before Shavua Shehabei Tisha B'Av, it's also was. Here it says lechabes. So he says al kolchoch. That's what the Gvos Li wants to say. Al kolchoch that the Isar is an Isar of tziruf. That means that both together is a anhoge of hesach adas mavelis aces, washing clothes to be able to wear fresh clothes in the shavua shechal by tisha b'av. That is not the ruach of avelis. That means the side the hishtadlis and the poil yoytzei. So tziruf of both together. But if Stamazai have fresh clothing and it's washed before Tisha B'Av, before the Shavuot Shechabei Tisha B'Av, that alone would not be Yosa. That's what the Gvur Sari says. The Rishash is Ma'oirer, the Rosh, Afanot says, according to Rav Nachman, the Isser is Levishas Begodim Mechubosim. Says, what kind of tziruf is this? What kind of kugel is this? Kibbutz and levisha. The ikaris is not allowed to wear begodim b'chubosim b'shavu shechal b'tishba. The holy is only the levisha. That's what the Rosh says. And the Or is a gvaldik Or. So why did the Mishnah say lechabes? Yeah, but Rav Sheishis Oma Afilu Lechabes Olaniach Osa. Rav Sheishis holds that the Lechabes Olaniach is also Osa, that the Pula of Kibbutz is also B'Shvu Shechal Beit Yishibo. Zogt Rashi. So Vashonu Vashishin Shekol HaShvu Osa Lechabes, it's Lechabes V'Lubash. Afilu Lechabes Olaniach, כדי שילבויש לאחתס באוב עושה, ונראה כמסיח דעתוי שאויסק בקיבוס בגודם. He's Oisik in something which Yesod is the hepech von evil, that alone is the hesach hadas from the Avelis. Omar Rav Sheishis Teda, I'll bring you a raya that the kibbutz, the botli, kotzri, the veirav. Kotzri, the veirav, there were a certain type of, these were the people that used to laundry for the veirav. They had a laundry store and you'll see, the pshmaiserav, it comes the shemur, shahal beitishabov, there's a sign on the window, the clothes for the week. So you see clothes. So if the whole Isser is, let me boil it to Rosh, to Levisha, or, I feel it will say like the Gvur Sari, Lechere, is a pass no by they themselves, but here they're washing for someone else. By them it's only a Maisa Kibbutz. So why are they closed? Why are they bottled? Zarai, you see that it is an id, the Etzim Kibbutz alone, Afilu tzeich levisha la'acher Tisha B'Av is also also. Mosiv Rav Amnune. We learned b'chamishei metorim b'vnei kvoida Shabbos. That one is permitted to wash b'vnei kvoida Shabbos. Lamar. Ileime l'chabes v'lilboi. So what does this mean? So l'chay the Mishnah speaking about as follows. Tisha B'Av was Erev Shabbos, so one is permitted to wash Thursday, L'kovet Shabbos. So Lamai, Ilayim L'chabes V'lilboish, if it means he's allowed to wash and to put on the begodim Thursday, my kovet Shabbos Ike. Elo L'honiach, so Kolchach means that they were matter Thursday to wash L'kovet Shabbos. Friday is Tisha B'Av, so Friday you perceive it's not proper to wash begodim on Friday. So upon him, so you wash Thursday. Yeah. So it says in the Mishnah that Thursday it is permitted to wash for Shabbos. Abul HaShabbos kula also. But so here it's kibbus lahaniyah. This is muta l'kovet Shabbos. But the whole week, kibbus lahaniyah will be also. So it's a raya terab sheishas akasha rabnach. And for the Gemara, la'olam l'chabes v'lubash. No. The Mishnah means that he's washing the begodim on Thursday, he's going to put them on Thursday. He's wearing them Thursday. L'chabes v'lubash. Aye, so what pshat l'kovit Shabbos? She'en le'ela cholokecho. He only has one baget, he only has one shirt. So, like this, if he won't wash it Thursday, so Shabbos the shirt will be Shreklach, the shirt he's wearing. He only has one shirt. So he washes it Thursday, so Kaponim, Shabbos will be, so Lemaise, he's wearing it on Thursday, that's right, he's wearing it like a wash shirt on Thursday, so it's Shabbos and Lilbush. Afalpikain, it is Mutter, Lekovit Shabbos, because Al Kaponim, washing it and wearing it on Thursday and Friday, Al Kaponim, Shabbos will look much better than if he won't wash it at all. So that's called a kovet Shabbos. And where do we see a heter that ain loy cholok ella cholok echod is muta? The Omar Rav Asi Omar Rav Yochanim, misha ain loy ella cholok echod muta lachapsoi b'chayle shalmoit. She's permitted to wash it in chayle shalmoit. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi. Omar Rav Sheishas Teide Bafilu Lachabes Ulaniach Osa Kotzri, because Kotzri Dvarav Abotli Kach Shemom Beloshen Yishmael Veheib Kaifse Kotzri is a loshen with those who launch your clothing. And Shamati Yoimrim, I heard another pshat of the that the word Kotzri is derived Al Shem Shemekatzrim Big Day Tzemer. They were used to shorten the woolen clothing because they shrink. Shedeus noisem raglayim, b'mayim shekayim pulvir. Aine dem tamigin ein roigel einer de kotzri the kitzra that v'kert. That it means when they used to wash clothing. Yeah, it's called it used to be mekatzah the clothes. Ilaim alachabes v'lilboish. If it means that you're permitted to wash it on Thursday and put it on Thursday. Miyad b'chamishi by kovet Shabbos ikas. Where is the kovet Shabbos? You're washing it for Thursday. El olam l'chabis l'nicha de Shabbos. L'kochach, it means you're washing and you're leaving it over for Shabbos. So it's a raya to Rav Sheishis that l'chabis l'nicha is also wasa. Voilam lechabes vililboish miyad v'chamishi. He's going to put it on right away. But miyishe ain li alacholakechot ain li lahachlet. He doesn't have another shirt to change. Umayimim they cover the Shabbos. Delay mechabes hashte v'chamishi shulei motzin lechabes le. If he won't wash it today, so he won't be able to wash it for Shabbos. So this will be a beged that was not washed the whole week. So it's permitted to wash it now that it'll be al kaponim not so dirty. And the mobbing Zaraya, it says the same aloha by Chayle Shalmoid. She'eile ele cholik echot, loisagi de loy mechabes, he has to wash it, mibnei haknime, the vermin, afilo kibes, lifnei hamoyed, muta lachapsa bemoyed. So just like over there, there's a heta, Ainli alacholakechot, see also there's a heta of Ainli alacholakechot. The Gemara Sari, it would seem from the Gemara is being medame, Shavuot, Shechal by Tisha B'Av, Tachayle Shomayit. So he says, Lachayre, there's a big difference between Chayle Shomayit and Shavuot, Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Chayli Shal Moyed, there's no Issa Levisha of Begodim Mechubosim. Akert, the whole reason they asked at Kibbutz because they wanted to make sure that he should have Begodim Echobosim for Chalamoyit. So Meir Shlo Yikonis Lamoyit Shehum Enuvu. So they said, Fakert, in order to make sure that you'll have Begodim Echobosim, they asked to be Mechabes Begodim in the Moyit. So Fakert, in the Moyit, there's an Indian to wear Begodim Echobosim. And because of this Indian, they asked Kibbutz. Now, you have a person who has one beged, he washed the beged ontlech erev yontev, but he only has one beged, he's in the middle of the moyed now it's not too clean. So memele, so there's no reason to ask her. I mean, wash it and they'll have a beged mechubis adrabah, we want to share a beged mechubis. The washing alone, so the whole issa of the washing was shlo yikonis lemoyed kshum enuvu. So kept, he washed it, but now it's so memele. So there's no issa to asa the kibbutz. There's no issa to wear kugodim. So adrabe. So fakir. So they were matter that he's so they were matter. He should wash the begodim in lemoyed because fakir. There's nothing wrong with that. Masha Ein Kain, over here, according to Rav Sheshes, there's an Issa, according to Rav Nachman, there's an Issa, or that's a chelik of the Issa, to wear begodim mechubosim. L'chabes v'lilboish, there's an Issa to wear begodim mechubosim. At an Issa, v'kert, al-tabel, she shouldn't wear begodim mechubis. So now, we're saying, about l'kovet Shabbos, you're allowed to. And the Gemara is medame, to chalamoyit. The Gemara seems to be medama. It seems the Omer Abbasim Avirshin lachalakar, but the lachabsim bechayru shamoyit. So lachayri time is, I mean, if you want to say pshat in the Mishnah, you could say that way. Kovet Shabbos, they were matter for him to wear beged mechubis in Shavu Shechal Boi Tishabu, but not that the Kovet Shabbos. He could say such a word. But to be medame to chalamoid, he says lechayre. That's his aura on the Gemara. Lechayre chalamoid is much better. By chalamoid, bechlal, there's no issa of wearing begodim mechubosim. So that's why it's mutter. The issa of kibbutz also falls off since he washed it koydem amoid. Hashenken over here, you have every reason to ask her. You're not allowed to be mechabes b'shavu shechal b'tishbo. You're not allowed to wear it b'shavu shechal b'tishbo. Now he's saying, about l'kovet Shabbos, they were matter. Fine. But the l'chayr, it's now dimyon to chalamoy. That's his ha'ora. Let us see Tosfos. Katzri devei rav, perish kovsin ha'begodim, l'kakor l'kotzor shem shemekatzrin ha'begodim yedei rechitzes ha'may. Mi she'ein le'ela cholak echad, muta l'chabes b'mayit. B'chulen, b'perik ele mekalchen, b'kama l'taymeich, odom ha'rabasim ha'vyechen, mi she'ein le'ela cholak echad, b'porich yoimru kol achalukim asurim l'chabes b'chol ha'mayit, b'cholik zeh muta. Ma'es akash, if you answered, kibus begodim, so how can you differentiate and said the all of them are awesome, this one is mutter, this is you can't. Chazal did not split the hair with their takonis. So if it's also, so this should also be also. Ometaret ze eizure mechiach olav she'ein loy elo cholok echad. So the Gemara says, a person who has one cholok, so if he's washing that cholok, you can see from the eizur, that this is the only cholok he's wearing. This is the only cholok he has. The Rabbi Nachmanel says pshat that it seems they used this ezer they wound around this ezer around the cholok. Either they didn't have buttons or somehow they used the ezer for the cholok. That's how they held the cholok together with the ezer. So Ben Chananel says, so what does a person do when he wants to wash the cholok? So he puts the ezer around his naked body. I mean, what you do with the ezer, so he puts it around, then he washes the cholok. Now the ezer doesn't have any mokum over there, not accomplishing anything. So from his actions, you see what's happening. He has one cholik, and he's washing now the cholik, and so therefore he's tying the ezer around his body, which is not doing anything. So ezurei mechia cholov, that this is the only cholik he has. She'ein le'ela cholik echel. So Chazal were only matter kibbus echoluk if b'shas the kibbus it is nikar that this is the only choluk he possesses. V'imkein davke lahem, so that's davke bismaneim, that they used to wear the choluk together with an ezer. So Memela, so when he washed the cholok, you can tell from the ezel that he's wearing, that he doesn't have any other cholok. Avolonu vaday osam. Abobayos afilo ein lonu el cholok echot, shein onu oigdim ezer al cholukei shalonu. We don't have bechlal an ezer. Vavizurei mechia cholok. So by us, lemaise, the seta does not apply. And the chain tzorich lizayish lelachabitz hamitznefes b'chol hamoed. The headdress that one wears also you shouldn't wash b'chol hamoed. Afal gav shen lo no elo achas, abol mikom makom, there's no chocher, there's no heker, but this is the only one he has. Abol mikom makom, yesh lenoshim lechabes bigdei atinoikis, kedei lishkoi. The big days and nikes, which they, with the titinic lies on them. Bahavik emisha ainle alacholak echot, she esh regilis lahachlev big day, vachol shot soichloi, kol bugodo, ozanogoilom lachapsam bachele amoyed. So Taisvis seems to be marich over here to, even though there's a lot of these bugodim, but you have to wash all of them because they get dirty very quickly. So Taisvis is marich over here to say that this is equivalent to cholok echot, that he doesn't have an eitzer, so this is equivalent to cholok echot. About the marasayim de kishayle, Taisvis doesn't mention. Taisvis in Mayit Kotten, Daf Yudalit says, the nikorim shehem ktanim amuluchlochim, that one can be makel that these are big de ktanim. So one won't be machlof this with other types of kibusim. That means in lomdus it is a din of a cholok echot, and looking at it, you'll see what he's washing, so you'll realize that the heter is because he only has a cholok echot. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Binyamin, Omar Rabbi Lozo. Loishonu elo lechabes velilboish. No, itmanami. Omar Abinyam namer abeloza. Loishonu elo lechabes velilboish. Rabinyamin holds like Rav Nachman that the Isser is lechabes velilboish. Aboloniach mutter. Meisvei, pilot abarais, also lechabes, lifneiti shebaov. Afilu laniach la'achati shebov. So Benson, we're finished already. So here's enough on the Baraisa. Then it's also lachabes laniach. Okay, then, but the Baraisa speaks about other lachas also. V'giyut shalonu kekibush shalohen. That the kibush of Bovel was not the end result wasn't good. They had ma'im mechorim. The water wasn't too clean. So the kibbutz of the process of kibbutz in Bavel is mutter because that's not called kibbutz because it ends up also dirty. Abav v'giyut shalonu iki kibbutz shalen. So from Bavel we make kibbutz that's equivalent to kibbutz. So that would be awesome. For Kli Pishton, ain't there Mishum Giyutz. But Kli Pishton, there's no, the Giyutz. Taisa says in Psochem and Bavel, they didn't know how to make a proper Giyutz. Balkaponim, so the finished result of Giyutz on a Kli Pishton is also not too, tonight, so my mailer, so Klipish the name by Mishum Giyot, that even though we had said that Giyot in Bavel is equivalent to Kibbutz, but by Klipishton, we don't have this targa of Giyot to make it equivalent to Kibbutz. So Mamela, so that will also be Mutter in Bavel. So we have in Bavel that Kibbutz is Mutter, and Giyot is also, and Giyot of Klipishton is also Mutter. Al Kaponim, the first halacha that said, also lachabes lepnei tisha bov afilo laniach la'acha tisha bov is klal not like a binyamin and not like a mach. Tiyufte, so zabkefrei. Zagt Rashi, v'giyut shalona eina yofa elo kikibut shalahem. V'osa lagayitz lepnei tisha bov El afilu laniach la'acha tisha bov abo kibut shalona muta. Klipishtan ein bem liyosa mishum giyutz, no isel by klipishtan ala by klimilas, that's tafke klitzema. Lishkia balaz, that's tafke, if you iron it, that's giyutz. Zagt de Gemara weiter. Sholach, Rav Yitzchok bar Giyuri mishmei de Rav Yochanan. Af al pi she'amru klipishton ein behem mishum giyutz. We just learned that klipishton there's no iser giyutz. Avol also lelofshon b'shabes shechal tisha bav liyeis b'soich. But there's an iser levisha to wear bigday pishton miguhotze. So that means that we paskin like Rav Sheshes, that there's an iser the kibbus lohaniach. In Bavel we don't have kibbus, we only have giyutz. So there's an iser giyutz lohaniach. By Klipishton we don't have giyutz either, so it's mutter giyutz lohaniach. So that is only the Hesech Hadas that comes to Giyutz, so since it will not end up with a perfect result, it won't look too good, so Giyutz Laniach Bebovel is Mutter. But to wear Begodim Begohotzim, Bigday Pishtam Begodim Begohotzim, so that is also, that is also in Bavel. Havalosan Lelovshim Beshambe Shechal Tisha Bavli Yesh Besoich. Amara. Now, in the Issa of Shavua, Shechal Tisha Bavliyas B'Seicha, Amara, Loishonu, El Olafonov, the whole Issa is all the days before Tisha Bav. That means that if Tisha Bav is Chal on a Thursday, So till Thursday it's also. Avol on a Wednesday. Avol la'acha of muta. But the days after Tisha B'Av, the B'chal is no Issa. He says the whole Issa of Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av is till Tisha B'Av. But after Tisha B'Av it is muta. Shmuel Oma afilu la'acha of nami osa. And Shmuel holds afilu la'acha of it's also osa. Dr. Ashi, lo ishanu sha'osa lelov shay, that we just mentioned before, that there's an Israel levishas bigday pishtem miguhotzim, lo ishanu sha'osa lelov shay, b'shivu shechal tisha bav liyis b'soicha, ela b'yomim shalifnei tisha bav. The days before tisha bav, shimchal b'yom revi, if tisha bav was chal on a Wednesday, osa lelov shay, rishin, shayni, shlish, Avalach of Chamishi Vishishi Mutter, but then it's Mutter. That's what Rav holds. And Shmuel says, no, Shmuel learned literally, the Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av means the whole week that Tisha B'Av was Chal, say Kaidim Atainis, say Achatainis, it's also to wear here, Bigdei Pishtim Meguhotzim. Meis, we learned in Abarais, Shabbos, Shechalti, Shababliyas, Besoichom, Oso, Lesaper, Olechabetz. Uba, Chamishi, Mutorin, Mipnei, Kvoida, Shabbos. Yeah, so that's the first thing, that one is permitted to be Mechabes, Bachmishi, Mutorin, Nekvoida, Shabbos. Keita. Chal liyois be'echot b'shabes. He said, before he said, le'osa le'sape o'lechabes. Shvue shabes, the week shechal tisha bavliyos b'soicho. Osa le'sape o'lechabes. That kibbutz is also shabes shechal tisha bavliyos b'soicho. Now, keitzat, now what does that mean? Chal liyois Be'echad b'Shabbos. What happens if Tisha B'Av was chal on Sunday? Muta lechabes kol haShabbos kulo. So one is permitted to wash clothing the whole next week. That means if Tisha B'Av was chal on Sunday, so one is permitted to wash from Monday on. So even though this, I just said, that Shavua Shechal Tisha Bavliyas Pesoicha Osa L'Saper L'Chabetz, I did not mean if it was Chal on Sunday. The whole next week it's not Osa. B'Sheini, B'Shlishi, U'Bavi, U'Bachamishi. What is if Tisha B'Av is Chal on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, L'Fonav Osa L'Achav Mutam. So Bemison, we're finished already. From here, from this Baraisa, we seek law like Rav, not like Shmuel. Shmuel said, L'achav is also, so we had two guys that L'achav is Mutter. For Chal on Sunday, the whole week is Mutter afterwards. It's Chal on Sheni Shlishi B'Yivich Mishi, L'achav is Mutter. But now the Gemara brings down other dinim. Then we'll ask the Kasha and Shmuel. Chal Iyais Be'erev Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av was Chal Erev Shabbos, Muta lechabes bechamishi mimnei kvoid haShabbos. You're allowed to wash chamishi. Ve'im loikibes bechamishi b'Shabbos. What if he didn't wash bechamishi b'Shabbos? Muta lechabes be'erev Shabbos min amincha lemailo. He didn't wash erev Shabbos. He didn't wash Thursday. Tisha B'Av is Friday. Now what he does, he's permitted to wash in Tisha B'Av min amincha lamaylo. Gvur Sari says he doesn't know if mincha means mincha gdoyla, mincha ktana. But al kapono, if he didn't wash Thursday, he's permitted to wash Friday. Layit alo abaye, viteime ravacha bayake vaho. So now the Gemara brings in, we just put in the Baraisa, that the Baraisa says you're permitted to wash Friday min amincha lamaylo, l'kovit Shabbos. But Rabbi and Ravacha Bayakev were Makalol, a person who did such a thing. So the Gvur Sari says he doesn't understand. The Baraisa says that you're allowed to do it. So what Pshat Layit Alo Abaye and Ravacha Bayakev? The Baraisa says you're allowed to do it. So the Sfas Emes and others say, and someone, one of the Mefarshim in the back say, a beautiful teretz, that there's two shailos over here. Halachically, is it permissible to wash the begodim on Tisha B'Av min amincha lemayel l'kovet Shabbos? So the Baraisa says, halachically, it's permissible. It's muta. Abaye, layet alo abaye, but why did you stupid? Yeah, now you're in a predicament. Now you didn't wash it Thursday. You had an eitzah to wash it Thursday. And now what, you didn't wash it Thursday, now it's Friday, and you ask a shayla, am I permitted to wash it? You're permitted to wash it. But the layat alo abaye is why you were machnas yourself in such a matzah. Why didn't you wash it Thursday? Thursday would have been much more preferable to wash it. Why, on Tisha B'Av you have to wash the begodim. That's from the layat alo. Chal diyois b'sheini u'bachamishi. If Tisha B'Av is chal on a Monday or Thursday, koirin shloishe umaftir echad. So then there are three oilim, and the third oile says mafta. בשלישי וברביעי, בערב תשעה באב וסחל, on Tuesday, Wednesday, or who had in Sunday, Friday, the grocery says. So then, since that is a day that is no normal kriya, that's not a day that is not a connoisseur to be kairi, kairi levi of Israel, kairi echod or maftir echod. So then we have one kairi, and that kairi says the maftir. Rabbi Yosi Yomer le'olam kairim shloisha or maftir echod. He holds that that even though it's not a Monday and Thursday, there were mesakim three kruyim for Tisha B'av alone. The shlishi is olam after. That's the whole baraisa. About kaponim, we had in the baraisa said klor that la'achav is mutter, only lefonav is also. Tiyufte de shmuel. So it's a tiyufte de shmuel. What is Sirashi? Chali yois pechot b'shabes mutter l'chabes kol ha'shabes kula dayne l'achav. So the whole next week is mutter. That's one raya that l'achav is mutter. Chali is b'sheini b'shlishi b'vi b'chamishi. Light ala bai v'tem r'vacha b'yakev v'machabes b'tishe b'avav l'minem mincha l'maylem. How does this come in? That the koi b'braisa, we're bringing down the b'raisa, mafsik lo l'milsa, to come alai to lo abai. It was speaking about the b'raisa, so bring about this anhog of abai. Chali is b'sheini, sefer di b'raisa gufi, maftel, echod, me'oison, maftel echod, me'oison shloisho, one of the three, Achin mafter. The last one is mafter. Mitoir she'ein meisifin b'chel yeisim migimel anoshim. V'loi b'reish chaydish al dal shanon loisvel b'shabes v'yontim v'porosh v'megile. So therefore, one of these three is the same mafter, because we're not meisif. Alofik al-kerin gimel. This man sefer toiru. This is man t'lein de toiru. What if it is on Tuesday or Wednesday? Okay, that's another halacha that says in the Baraisa. Aber ketani mi is la'achav mutter. Here it says la'achav is mutter. Is tiyufta de shmul. Let us see Taisus before we go further. B'sheini u'b'chamishi, koirin sholosh u'mafter echad. Is mikan meichiyach rabbeinu tam, the mafter oyla l'minyan shiva. That means that the mafter can be one of the shiva kruyim. B'dekoma koirin sholosh u'mafter echad, shemafter echad min ha'gimel, that he's one of the Sholish Kruim, there's a Chiv of Sholish Kruim, and the Mafter is Oyle as one of the Sholish Kruim. So Memeilus, the Lecheira, who had in by Shabbos, the Mafter can be Oyle for Shvi. What's the Shail? The Kami Boyle, B'Megile, Mafter Oyle, L'min Yeshiva Oyle. The Gemara has closer the Shail. And the Gemara is in Poshet, the Mashma Mahochet Oyle. Here, Lecheira, we have enough in the Baraisa, that the mafter is oila for one of the sholish kruim. Al kaponim, we have here akasha on Shmuel. This baraisa, it says that la'achav, after Tisha B'av, it's mutter. And Shmuel said after Tisha B'av is also. Zok the Gemara. Omer lecha Shmuel, tanoi, you're right. This baraisa taka holds. That la'achav is mutter, but it's a machlik is tanoi. The sanya, tisha bov shechaliyos b'shabbos. Chein erev tisha bov shechaliyos b'shabbos. Tisha bov uschal b'shabbos, erev tisha bov uschal b'shabbos. Oichel v'shoise kol tzorchoi. He's permitted to eat, we'll see in the Suda Mavsekes, he's permitted to eat kol tzorchoi. Yomala sholchone afilo kesud v'shloime b'shait. So here we're speaking about how the Shabbos looks like. Now, for also the saper ulechabes mirosh chodesh v'ada tainis divrei ramei. not allowed to kibbutz and taspeirich is also from Rish Chodesh till the Tainis. It means till the Tainis, fill of Tisha B'Av, you have to on the Tainis, Tisha B'Av was Chal B'Shabbos, so the Tainis is Sunday. So, Fakel, from Rish Chodesh till the Tainis, kibbutz and taspeirich is also. Divrei Rabbi Meir. No, the Rabbi Meir, we see Klo holds, not like Shmuel, but till the Tainis it's also. From Rish Chodesh till the Tainis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Kol HaChodesh Kuloi also. Rabbi Yehuda says, the whole Chodesh is also Bekibbutz. So Rabbi Yehuda, we see Klo holds like Shmuel, but the whole Chodesh is also. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Einai osa elo oiso Shabbos bilvat. It's only also that Shabbos. Only that Shabbos is also. He says, what are we talking about? He says, Ameya said that from Rish Chodesh it's also. So you have already a time span of 9 to 10 days. Rabbi Yehuda says that the whole month is also. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Eine osa elo oiso Shabbos bilvat." Only that Shabbos is also. So we'll see the Gemara held. Now, what does that mean? That Shabbos is also. That Shabbos is also means that the whole Shabbos is also. The whole week is also. Bein befondo, bein belacho. Why the Gemara held this? We'll see soon. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the whole week is also. V'sanya idach, we learned another baraisa. V'noyig evil, meresh chodesh, v'ada tainis, divrei rameya. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, kol ha-chodesh kulei osa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel oimer, eini osa ela oisa Shabbos bilvat. So let us see Rashi. Zucht Rashi. Ktonim Yislachal Mutter Tiyufta de Shmuel. So Shmuel said is a machlekes tanoi. V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. But what? Einoi Mapsik Sudosoi. He's not Mapsik Sudosoi. So this is the Hashrek. What does that mean? You're not Mapsik Sudosoi. It means you're allowed to eat out of Laila. That's sicher wrong. You have to stop by the Shkiyah. So here it says, Sugetzech Naim Behetis. Behetim says, Eine Mapsik Sudosoi, you don't have to make your Suda a Suda HaMapsekes. That means a Suda HaMapsekes is also the boss of the Yayin. Eine Mapsik Sudosoi. You don't have to make your Shalashuda a Suda HaMapsekes. You can have boss of, you can have Yayin. They name a Mayit Vitafshilin. You can have more than the two Tafshilin. Alo oichol kol tzolchoi umala al shulchoni afilu kesuda shloime b'shat. The plukti b'mesechus gitten, why do you have to say suda shloime b'shatoi? What's that b'shaitoi? The peyik mish, versteht sich, was b'shaitoi. I mean, when he wasn't around anymore, so Rashi says, no, it means, because the plukti b'mesechus gitten peyik mish ha'ochzoi, nikol aman do'oma melech ve'hedyet u'melech. Others say there was a time that he was a hedyet and he became back a melech. But the Zichah, according to everyone, there was a time that he was not a Melech. She's saying, so I have to know, so you have to specify. So that one is permitted to eat on Shabbos. Almed the Sfira Leila Rab Meir, Lefonov also, Laacha Mutter. So Rab Meir, we see Klo holds not like Shmuel. Rab Yehude, Rab Gamliel, Sfira Lo, Dafilu Laacha Vnami also. Now, where do we see that Rab Shimon Gamliel holds that Laacha is also? Rab Shimon Gamliel said, Einei also Elo Oiso Shabbos Bilvad. That Shabbos is also. So, we hear in our Mishnah also same thing. Shabbos shechal tisha bavdiyas b'seicha asurim l'saper l'chabbos. Now, on our Mishnah, it says that Shabbos is also, So we hear the Rav says Davka Lefonov, Lacha Vizmuta. Shmuel says the whole Shabbos is also. But Shabbos, so that's the same lotion like Hiram Shim Gamliel. So where did the Gemara see this Kasha the Gvur Sari asks? Where did the Gemara see that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds La'achah b'zosa? So the Gvur Sari says that the Rav Shimon Gamliel ain't the osa la'isa Shabbos b'lvad is going on the beginning of the Baraisa. The beginning of the Baraisa is speaking about Tisha B'av shechaliyos b'Shabbos, if Tisha B'av is chal b'Shabbos, so the beginning of the Braisa speaks about what you eat on Shabbos. But they're going on that case also. So on that case, Erev Tisha B'Av Shchaliyos B'Shabbos, on that case also Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying that Eine Osa Ela Oisa Shabbos Bilba. Now, Erev Tisha B'Av Shchaliyos B'Shabbos. So which is the Shabbos that's also? Not the first Shabbos, because the Shabbos is called Sunday. So a kolchach, he means the next week is also. So that means that the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going on the first case of the Baraisa. Now the first case of the Baraisa is speaking about the Tisha B'Av on Sunday. And on the first case, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is also saying, Eini osa leisa Shabbos bilvad. So we see that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that it's also la'achav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, u'shloshtan mikro echad dorshu. All three of them darshan from one pasuk cases. The Makor darshan from it's only also from Rosh Chodesh till the Tainus or the whole Chodesh or the Shavua, the whole week. It's they all had one Makor. The Chassid it says v'ishbati kol misoiso. Chago Chadosho v'Shabbato. Man da Omar Meresh Chodesh v'Adatainis. So see, there's a Shvises Mesois, then it says three manim. Chago Chadosho v'Shabbato. Man da Omar Meresh Chodesh v'Adatainis. Mechago. He learns that from Chago, from Chago's, just like we had before that, Resh Chodesh is called Amoyed. So I'll be in Mevatel, the Mesois, Chago, from the Moyed, in Vashteitzach, from Rosh Chodesh till after the Tainus. Uman doma kol ha-chodesh kuli oso, mechadosho. It says, we've been battled the Messiahs from the whole Chodesh. Uman doma kol ha-shabbos kuli oso, mi Shabbato, from Esau. That week is also. So each one, darshan, the psazoi from this posse. Zot Rashi, mechago, Kloima Yalef Taima Min Chaga Dainu Rosh Chodesh Shenikra Chag Kedom Alael Kora Alay Moed. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. The Gvur Sari asks, he says he doesn't see how Chazal knew that Chag and Moed are interchangeable, because he asks Akasha. Here the Gemara is saying that Rosh Chodesh is called a Chag. That's what the Gemara is saying. So he says, Lochay, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Tiku ba Shaifa, Tiku ba Chayde Shaifa, Ba Kesa le Yom Chageinu. The Tiku ba Chayde Shbitekeya, Ba Chayde Rosh Chayde Shaifa, Ba Kesa le Yom Chageinu, so the Gemara says, Eze Chag Sha Chayde Shmiskasaboy, Evoim is a Rosh Hashanah. So he says, if you'll say that Chag means Rosh Chodesh, like our Gemara says over here, so fakir, so tiko b'chodesh ev v'kesel yem chageinu, eize chag sh'chodesh miskasaboy, every Rosh Chodesh. So the Chodesh is miskasaboy. So how did you jump to Rosh Hashanah? Maybe it's going on every Rosh Chodesh. He says, so you see clear that Rosh Chodesh is not called a chag. Here our Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh is called a chag. It lies with Akasha, the Gvura Sari. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rove Haloche Kirab Shimon Megamliel. We pass kind of like Rab Shimon Megamliel. Oma Rove Haloche Kirab Meir. Betavayu Lekula. He's telling us we pass kind of like both Lekula. Tzriche. Diash min Haloche Kirab Meir. Hava min Afilu Marei Shchodesh. Eises Rameyah said Akula.
that after Tisha B'Av it's mutter. But the Issa starts from Rish Chodesh. See, if it's only Alochi Karameya, Avin Ephilim Rish Chodesh. Kamash Melon, Alochi Kam Shimon Gamliel, that the Issa starts from Shavuah Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av. V'yashmin and Alochi Shimon Gamliel, Avin Ephilim La'achel, because Rosh Hashanah holds that La'achel is also awesome. Kamash Melon, Alochi Karabi Meya. Zot Rashi, Alochi Kirameya, the Lefon of Osa, Ulach of Mutta. Alochi Shim Gamliel, the Inisa Noig, Ella, Ba'isa Shambis, Tavayu Lekulak, and the Meforish, Ba'ozel, the Belefon of Muki Alochi Kirameya, and the Dinah will look that only Lefon of his Osa, the Lefon of Ulach, Uba'isa Shambis, Davke, Abu Davke Yisrael Shabbos, that's like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but Kaidam Yisrael Shabbos, Afilu Lefonov Mutter. Zog Taisvis, V'Tavayu Lekula. Klaima, Tavayu, what Klaima Tavayu? He passes like both of them. Kidderab Meir, the Oma, he passes about Kirmei Doma, Merish Chodesh, V'Ada Tainis, not afterwards, Shem Gamliel, the Oma, Ina Osa, Lo Yisrael Shabbos, Bavad. Halacha ketavayu lekula kloima. The einay osa lo oisi shabbos bolvad ker b'shimon gamliel. V'davka ad atainis like rameyer avolacha atainis muta. Halacha kramei domain osa lal ad atainis. Now Taisi says something else. V'afol gav de sholchum mishmei de rabbi yechanan. The klipishton muta lechabes b'moyit. If to know where this member of Yechanan is, we didn't have a clue, we didn't have anything about a moy. Aber kaponim may, others say it's a gmon moyed cotton. Aber gav the sholch mishmet rabbi Yechanan, the klipishton muta lechabes b'moyed. One is permitted to be mechabes klipishton b'moyed. Mechere hu adin, Taisus learns b'shabesh, b'shabu shechal b'itish shabu. Mikol mokim hichme lonu meireinu rashi. Losi sadin shalonu lakaivis oisa shibua shaya baitishabov kaidamatainis. So others say, what is Chap Hichmelonu Hashi? Why was Rashi Mahma? So others say, because the whole heter that Klipishton is muta lachabis bemoyed, that is Davke bebovel. Because the kibbutz of Bavel wasn't a pesazai the mehudadik, but in France where Rashi was, so that's hichmalon merena Rashi, that kibbutz is also losis sadinim shalonu lekayvis oisa shavua shahaya batisha bav kaidem atayinus. Avo, just 1 second. Aval heiche de chal Tisha B'Av behei b'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av is chal on a Thursday, muta lechabes. So we saying that it's also is muta lechabes ulesaper mechatzois ve'ilach b'nei kvoid haShabbos. Amir l'kezach that you're allowed that mechatzois ve'ilach you're allowed to the b'nei kvoid haShabbos. So Teisvis is Mekel over here, the way we have this Girse, that you're allowed to be Mechabes, you're allowed to be Mechabes on Tisha B'Av, Lekovit Shabbos. You can't tell them to wash on Friday, because it's Bnei Teirach HaShabbos, you're allowed to wash on Thursday, Mechatzais Teisvis says. And before we heard that if Tisha B'Av was chal on Friday, and he washed mimincha gdoile, so the Mephoshim say, Fakel, that's the difference. The layat Allah was, why did you wash on Friday? You could have washed on Thursday. That was the layat Allah. But over here, there's no eitze. Here, Fakert, that Hebe Shabbos is Lekovit Shabbos. Before Hebe Shabbos, there's no inyan that he should wash it. So therefore, here he doesn't have an eitzel. Here it's Mutter Afilu Hebe Shabbos Afilu Des Tisha B'Av.